we have been bringing you details and details of the 25-year-old woman who was told Tralee Circuit Court she thought she was going to die during a brutal attack in which she was stabbed 9 times in her own home last year. The woman was the victim of an opportunistic attack by 20-year-old Slovakian man Robert Billy on August 7th last year as she watched Netflix in her apartment by herself. Mr. Billy previously pleaded guilty to one count of assault causing harm and one count of sexual assault on the same woman and one count of burglary in respect of another apartment. Well, Mark Lynch was at Tralee Court for the details of this during the week and joins me for details. Mark, can you outline the background to this case?
Yes, Jerry, this was totally random, opportunistic, as you said, unprovoked. Robert Billy, a Slovakian man who was 19 years old at the time, had been drinking on the afternoon in question, that was August 7th last year, in a pub in Tralee, and then he left to return to his accommodation. Now, at the time, he was only in the country with about 5 or 6 weeks. He was staying with a relative and the relative's partner on the couch of their apartment, and he bought a bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey on the way home, drank a substantial amount of this, and had a row over the phone with another Slovakian man who also lives in Tralee and shares his surname but is not related to him. Detective Sergeant John Gilmartin said this argument is quite heated, and Robert Billy then walked across town towards this other man's apartment in Ballymullen. When he arrived, he attempted to try gain entry to this man's apartment. Without getting technical about the architectural makeup of the apartment building, there's a flat roof area which Mr. Billy climbed onto to access a communal area. Meanwhile, the woman, who obviously I cannot name for legal reasons, but was 24 at the time, had spent the afternoon with her family picking blackberries and returned to her apartment in the same complex in Ballymullen. And
yeah, Mark, I'll just interrupt you just to remind people, look, some of the details of this can be pretty rough if they're young ears listening. Just bear that in mind. Mark, continue.
Thanks, Jerry. Yeah, she at about 9:30 p.m. that night, she was alone in her room watching Netflix when she saw a man who she did not know outside her window on this flat roof area. And this man turned out to be Robert Billy, and she called at him to stop messing and leave, and he disappeared. She then heard rattling at her internal apartment door. She opened the door and it was pushed in against her, and Robert Billy entered the apartment and the attack began immediately.
From that point then, Mark, how serious did things get?
Well, Robert Billy immediately forced himself upon this woman in what Sergeant John Gilmartin called a terrifying, life-changing attack. He had no weapons on him, but grabbed her and forced her towards the bed. He spoke in Slovak and English as he held her and was saying sex and kiss. He then took a pair of scissors from her desk and knocked her onto the bed. The court heard the victim's not a large lady and is meek and timid by her nature. They grappled and she managed to get the scissors out of his hands, but he then went and grabbed a kitchen knife and got on top of her on the bed. Mr. Billy put one hand on her windpipe and held the knife, punching her in the face repeatedly with the other hand. Mr. Billy then stabbed the woman 9 times, 5 times in the neck, 2 times in the shoulders and 2 times in the chest. And the knife that was used to stab her was shown to Judge Sinead Behan in court. And Sergeant Gilmartin outlined how the handle of the knife was broken from the blade and the blade itself had been bent by the sheer force of the stabbings. And Mr. Billy was also continuously asking her for sex as he stabbed her. At this point, he grabbed her by the hair and dragged her to the bathroom. He then started demanding money and took her purse, which contained cash, her bank cards and her phone. Mr. Billy struck her on the nose a number of times and blood splatters on the toilet bowl confirmed this. He then left her on the floor on her own and used her key to lock her in the bathroom. And at this point, the woman required urgent medical attention and she was now locked in the bathroom alone with no phone. She said in her victim impact statement that she lay on the bathroom floor and pretended she was dead, and this is when he left. And she added that she thought she was going to die.
Now, he essentially left her for dead at this point. Where did he go?
So he used the woman's key to actually access the apartment he was originally trying to get into. That's the one that belongs to the Slovakian man he was arguing with earlier that day. But this man was not home at the time. Now, Mr. Billy also faces a charge of burglary. That's in relation to accessing this other apartment at this time, where he cleaned blood off himself using towels and took some clothes to change into. Now, he also, at this point, threw the woman's bank card and phone into the toilet, destroying both of them completely. He then returned to the woman's apartment, saw her lifeless and unable to move in the tray of the shower, and again exited, locking her in the apartment from the outside. He then left the premises altogether, and the court was reminded at this point that she had no means of summoning help.
How did she manage to get help?
Well, prosecuting counsel Tom Rice put it to Sergeant John Gilmartin at this stage, of his evidence, that the woman was certainly a tough customer and clearly has a very strong life force inside her. And Sergeant Gilmartin said the way she acted from that point was nothing short of heroic. The woman managed to climb to her window and lift herself up to it, leaving a trail of blood, as she was, of course, losing a considerable amount of blood. She managed to lift herself up and crawl out the window. She was then shuffling along a wall on top of the roof of the buildings. She was hunched over in a ball with her feet in the gutter, and this was when she was spotted by a member of the public who had heard her screaming for help. Now, the court heard that this random member of the public thought she was wearing a red T-shirt, but the T-shirt was actually white and had just been stained entirely by the blood from the stabbings. And this man called the emergency services for her, but she still had no way off the roof. Now, Gardaí were the first ones on the scene, and they obviously don't have the same equipment to help her off the roof as, let's say, the fire services would have. So Sergeant Kilmartin said Gardaí actually had to pull the Garda van, or paddy wagon as he called it, against the wall, climbed on top of the van and helped her down from that. The court was told then that this was obviously a horrific scene for Gardaí to come across.
Yeah, and again, details are rough here, so a warning for our listeners. How badly injured was the woman when she managed to do all of this?
Well, what makes this feat so remarkable is that this woman was in serious medical trouble at the time. The photos shown to the court of the aftermath showed blood spatters on the ceiling. Such was the force of the stabbings. And Sergeant Kilmartin told the court that a paramedic who treated her mentioned vascular puncture wounds, which would result in serious blood loss. And Sergeant Kilmartin said her blood loss was frightening. And he told the court that blood was pooling in the gutters she stood in so badly it was like rainwater. She needed an immediate blood transfusion due to the amount she had lost. And in terms of injuries then, she obviously suffered 9 stab wounds. One of these caused a collapsed lung, another caused a liver laceration, and she also suffered severe swelling and facial contusions, and that means ruptured blood vessels in her face. In her victim impact statement, the woman outlined how these issues still physically affect her. She suffers from numbness, tinnitus, scarring, back pains, and these impact on her daily life and her studies.
This has also had, obviously, a huge mental impact on her as well, Mark.
Absolutely, Gerry. And this, again, is noted in the victim impact statement in great detail. She said she suffers from nightmares in which she relives the ordeal. She cannot walk or drive past the apartment now and has never been back. It was her parents that cleared the apartment for her so she could move back home. She wrote that her parents saw the mess, blood, violence and force used in the attack on her, their eldest child, and they were so afraid that they insist she stays in the family home. As well as moving home, she gets worried when she's alone or with someone she doesn't know. She wrote that her independence has been taken from her and she lives in fear. She's hesitant around men in general and cannot trust them. She said as well that she has regular visits to counsellors at the Kerry Rape Crisis Centre, and the woman said she's not over the events of that night, but she is getting help and hopes someday that she'll be able to live with it.
What happened with Robert Billy after he left the apartment that night?
So he subsequently walked to another property where he dumped his blood-stained clothing in a bin, and these were later recovered, and got a taxi back to his relative's apartment. When he got home, he made admissions to his relative about what he had done, and his relative then brought him to the Garda station at about 1 o'clock in the morning. He was arrested straight away and did 5 Garda interviews. The court heard that he admitted being the person involved straight away, but initially spun a story about why he was there and how it happened. And Sergeant John Kilmartin said the story he told was a ridiculous tale. And he was called out on this story with CCTV footage shown to him by Gardaí when he made further admissions then. Now, defence counsel Vincent Heenan put it to Sergeant Kilmartin that Robert Billy came up with a cock and bull story, which the sergeant agreed with. He's been in custody in Midlands Prison since that night in August last year.
Did the defence offer any sort of an explanation for Mr. Billy's actions?
None whatsoever, Gerry. Senior counsel for the defence, Vincent Heenan, said from the start that there was no getting away from this being a savage and brutal attack on an innocent person. He put it to Sergeant Kilmartin that there was no rationality or explanation for this attack, to which the sergeant replied, none. Sergeant Kilmartin said he believes Robert Billy's motivation for going to the apartment building in the first place was to inflict serious injury on the other Slovakian man who he'd been arguing with over the phone and was not at home at that point. Mr. Heenan said to Sergeant Kilmartin that unfortunately this woman, and finishing his sentence for him, the sergeant said, unfortunately she told him to get down off the roof, very much reminding the court of her only role in this, her sole interaction with him. And the woman wrote that this short interaction and what would follow haunts her to this day. It changed who she is physically and mentally, and has changed her outlook on life. And it's not one of those situations where someone could say she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. She was in her bed watching Netflix. And in terms of his client, Mr. Heenan said he was 19 years old at the time, and there was a lot of alcohol taken. He didn't give any difficulty to Gardaí when interviewed, and his guilty plea and admissions saved Garda time and was of great benefit, which Sergeant Kilmartin agreed with. He also has no previous convictions in Slovakia, and Mr. Heenan said to the woman that his client would like to apologise for the hurt and damage he's done to her.
What happens now, Mark?
Well, Mr. Billy has pleaded guilty to three charges, one of sexual assault, one of assault causing serious harm, and one of burglary. He was present in court and didn't appear to show any emotion as a translator sat beside him translating proceedings to him throughout. This was his sentencing hearing, but he wasn't actually sentenced at it. And this is because Judge Sinead Behan wasn't able to conclude the hearing because the defence is still waiting for a psychological report. And Judge Behan also told the defence that the woman's victim impact statement should be translated in full to Slovakian and given to Robert Billy for him to read. Now, the maximum penalty which he could be given is life in prison, but the sentence he receives will be subject to the judge considering a number of things, including the aggravating and mitigating factors. And the case has been adjourned until Halloween now. That's 31st of October, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Okay, Mark Lynch, thanks very much for outlining the details of what happened in Tralee Circuit Court this week in relation to that brutal attack in Tralee. If you are affected by any of the coverage and the details of the case, either online or what you've heard in Radio Kerry this morning, there is a number of support if you've been affected by situations like this. The Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre, 1-800-633-333. That's 1-800-633-333. That's the number to get help for from the Kerry Rape and Sexual Abuse Centre.